AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The defense has rested its case in the death penalty trial of the Boston Marathon bomber. According to AP correspondent Denise Lavoie in Boston,
the defense in this case tried to humanize Jahar Tsarnaev by portraying him as this troubled 19-year-old college student whose parents had moved back to Russia, and he was very influenced by his older brother. The defense also sought to demonize Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev's lawyers even said during opening that, but for Tamerlan, this attack wouldn't have taken place.
The so-called bicycle bandit, who's accused of robbing a dozen banks in Northern Virginia, is back in custody after a wild ride today, after overpowering a female guard while a male guard took a bathroom break at a hospital, where he was taken for observation after attempting suicide in jail. The fugitive fled in his hospital gown and climbed into the trunk of a car, one of two he hijacked.
Mr. Sayre started to kick out the back seat from inside the trunk. The vehicle then crashed, and Mr. Sayre then committed a carjacking of the vehicle and fled with the vehicle.
The chief of the Fairfax County Police Department says the fugitive abandoned his car later. At some point, he was able to obtain some clothes, but was captured 9 hours later after an alert citizen spotted him in Washington, D.C. and called 911. Despite 6 days of intense talks, negotiators trying to hammer out the framework of an agreement limiting Iran's nuclear capabilities say they can't meet today's self-imposed deadline. The talks have now gone past midnight. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the talks can't be open-ended.
It's appropriate at some point for everybody to say, look, we're either going to reach an agreement or we're going to have to try something else.
This is AP Radio News. Indiana Governor Mike Pence wants legislation on his desk by the end of the week to clarify that the state's new Religious Freedom Act does not allow discrimination.
Pence told reporters that Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act
was about religious liberty, not about discrimination.
But he's been meeting with lawmakers to address concerns that the law would let businesses deny services to gays and lesbians.
This is a perception problem, and we need to deal with it.
Businesses and organizations, including Apple and the NCAA, have voiced concern over the law, and some states have barred government-funded travel to Indiana. I'm Steve Coleman.
9 doctors and 14 others in New York have been charged in a Medicaid scam. A prosecutor says they diagnosed down-and-out people with phony ailments. In return for their cooperation, they got cheap off-brand footwear, and Medicaid got a bill for $7 million. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.